We want people to feel welcome to come to Unity Church of Light just as they are. And thank you, Mr. Musician. Just as they are. Sarah, you can turn up the lights. I don't want anybody to go to sleep on my message today. I want to make sure I keep you woke in here. We're talking about diversity today. And, you know, there's some method to all these things I've been talking about this month, starting with even with us each getting our name for the year. And the what I'm trying to do is, I want this to be a year of building. Yes, we still have some effects of a pandemic, but we know how to move through all that, don't we? We social distance if we want. We stand, you know, we don't get right up on each other to talk. So we know how to move through that. But when I look out, I see a community. I see a people. I see a body of individuals who have come to lift their consciousness higher. So in turn, when they go out of these doors, they can draw unto them. You know, you may never draw anybody into the chapel, but believe me, you have those who you minister to outside these doors. Because what you learn, what lifts you up, you take with you the essence of all that when you leave out these doors. And your vibrations reach and touch others. There may be someone who is in deep need, but when you come into the mix, you bring with you a calming effect. You know, I always like, ever since I learned about this, I like to say, I show up. This day is love. I show up. This day is peace. I show up. This day is wisdom. Sometimes you have an opportunity to just sit and listen to someone as they talk. And you're being there, sending vibrations of wisdom to them. So they know intuitively within themselves what their choices are. And they can make the right choice. So this morning, I'm talking about diversity, onward and upward. I want to read you something from, what's her name? Tracy Riley. And I love this. Think of these words as I speak them to you, because this is what I see us as. She begins as one in divine presence. We embrace our common humanity. We are held in the loving arms of spirit, and we rise above fear to walk in love, faith, and peace. We release any beliefs that divide us and turn to one another with understanding. We release any beliefs that divide us and turn to one another with understanding. Wisdom reveals the path to healing for our communities. So with unity of purpose, we create justice, equality, and peace for all people. In the abundance of God, there is enough. Oh, I'm going to say that again. In the abundance of God, there is enough. Enough love, enough peace, enough freedom for all to live together as one. So we hold this vision of healing and harmony for ourselves and our communities and our world. Boy, those are great words of wisdom, aren't they? Now, we have a lot of turmoil going on outside these doors, right? I mean, most of us watch a little bit of the news. We're not oblivious to the things that are happening in this outer world. But we can add the vision of healing and harmony for our universe, for our world. We can see beyond the appearances. You know, our vibrations go out. And if you notice, more and more people are helping one another, are talking peace, are trying to be the peace that there is in the universe. How do you show up when there's a lot of stuff going on? Nervous, scared, frightened? No. We show up knowing that there is enough love, peace, and freedom for the universe. So, I know you're probably saying by now, well, Vernetta, what's that got to do with us? What's that got to do with this diversity thing? What's that got to do with who comes through these doors? It has a lot to do with it. Our attitudes have a lot to do with it. Right now I'm preaching to the choir because all you know this. All you know this. But sometimes, I don't know about you, sometimes I have to have little reminders. Someone to bring me back and focus and let me know I am on the right path in my thinking. And I know that there are no limits, no boundaries to what a thought can do. And when you take that thought, just like, was it this week we had snow? Just like you have one snowflake, then another, another, and another. That's how thoughts can accumulate. And they go forth with the energy with which they were put out there. So we want to hold this vision, healing, harmony. Now it was the week before last, I talked about what I see as the ultimate goal of our ministry. I believe the ultimate goal of any ministry is to go forth as messengers of the word. Messengers of love and truth, as taught and exemplified by Jesus Christ. So I want to keep this theme that I have developed for the year in front of us. It gives us an intention, a focus, you know what direction we're all moving in. Now the theme for the year is together in the flow of love, we joyfully give and bountifully receive. Together, in the flow of love, we joyfully give and bountifully receive. Now, I'm not focusing on the material stuff, because we all know we live, move, and have our being in God, so we don't really have to focus on that outer stuff, on that material stuff. It's what we're building inside that I keep getting this vision of letting stuff burst out. What we build inside and share with the universe is what's most important. important. You know, in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, those of you in Metaphysics 4 with me on Tuesday nights, we talked about the kingdom of God, didn't we, this past Tuesday. The kingdom of God is not an outside place. It's within us because we believe that we live, move, and have our being in God, right? There's no separation. There's no outer being. There is the one. So when we turn within and seek that place of solace, when we turn within and seek that place of peace, when we turn within to our inner chamber, that's where we begin our work. And guess what? We don't have to worry about all this other stuff. Have you ever gotten so deep in study or so deep in prayer or so deep in knowing that you're one with everyone, that all of your needs were being met? All of your needs were being met. I know sometimes I have sunk into the thing of worrying about, okay, how am I gonna get groceries? This was eons ago. Don't send me groceries. I have groceries, everybody. But there was a time, who has had ramen noodles every day? There was a time when I sought the outer stuff. But when I began to study in unity and know every need is met, I thought, well, okay, where do I find this substance? It's within. Take a deep breath, and guess what? Spirit will lead and guide you. Now, this is not to say to be passive. Take that deep breath and say, okay, where's the food? It's to take that deep breath, and when the ideas flow, which is that kingdom within that we talk about, when the ideas flow, go with them. Go with them. And there is your prosperity. There is your abundance. So we want to build community here. We want to focus on coming together as one people, one body. We want to lift everyone who comes through this door, these doors, to that high frequency of spiritual consciousness. We want all to feel welcome here and accepted here as a part of something. A part of something. I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself. But together we can build something that's inviting, that someone who may not know that there is enough in the universe will know they can come through these doors. Mind you, I'm not talking about material stuff, not money and all that. I'm talking about getting the tools that will lift you out of poverty. And that's knowing what you are. You are a spiritual being having this human experience. So, let's see, where do I want to go with this? I've strayed so much. I want to bring myself back in. Okay, so how do we create an atmosphere of diversity here? Where do we begin? First, let's align our thoughts with the awareness of our theme for the year. Together in the flow of love, we joyfully give and bountifully receive. Together, first, what do we talk about here in unity all the time? That we're one. No separation. No division. I am you and you are me. We are one in one another. What I do to you, I'm doing to myself. What I think of you, I'm thinking of myself. We are one, and we want to come together as one in the flow of love. Now, what is love? What is love? Love is harmony. Love is peace. Love is like glue. It brings things together. If you express love for one another, let's say you're in an argument with someone, be still and send them vibrations of love while they're talking. Love is a diffuser. Love brings peace. There is not only love in the universe, but you are love, because we say what? God is love, because it's a vibration, it's a movement, it's an activity. And you are love. So we go into that flow of love. We let all that other stuff that we may want to think drop to the wayside and get into the flow of love. Joyfully we give. We all have talents here, don't we? Who doesn't have a talent? Who doesn't have something that they do that's a benefit to someone? You all have talent. Even if you just take a tray of food to your neighbor, or if you just let some young person that's troubled talk and you give them the benefit of your wisdom. We all have talent here. And when we give of our talents, what happens? They increase, right? We know the parable of the talents. The one that buried his master's talent and didn't try to take it and use it. We all have talents. And when we joyfully give these talents, guess what? You receive trifold. You're reaping in fields where you didn't sow necessarily. When you share, you receive. Giving and receiving, that just automatically happens. What happens if you give fear? Then you're going to receive that, aren't you? You're going to have that uncomfortable feeling. You're not going to feel good about what's happening. But if you replace that fear with thoughts of love, you're going to begin to change that scenario. Bountifully, joyfully we give, and bountifully we receive. Yes, I like this. I'm going to give you a quote from Martin Luther King, because I love this quote. And when I thought about it, I said, man, this is perfect. This is perfect. Martin Luther King said, faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring for us, do we? We don't know what's out there. But guess what? We can take the first step towards not only loving one another and believing in equality, but we can take the first step towards building community. And he also said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verbs agree. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. So we're going to go into this year. Diversity is defined as the practice of quality, the practice or quality of including or involving people from a range of different social and ethnic backgrounds and of different genders. We all come from different backgrounds, don't we? But what is the one thing that binds us together? What's the common thread for all of us? We all live and move in the Spirit of God. If you think nothing else, hold on to that thought. Unity is beginning to put out some material and some thoughts on this. And here's a statement they put out. We know that profound systematic changes need to occur to protect the rights of those marginalized because of their race. Recent and historical events have led to a renewed focus on social justice issues in the United States. We are committed to do the spiritual work of justice and healing. This starts with inclusion. Everyone is included in our circle, in our vibrations. Diversity of efforts within our organization. So it begins with us. We must align our thinking to know that we're one. Everyone is included. Everyone is invited. I've always put in the news blast, this is a judgment-free zone. Nobody is judged when you come through those doors. This is a judgment-free zone. And Unity also goes on to say, may our prayers and our dialogue be transformed into spiritual right action so that we create long-lasting and meaningful change. I always hear, well, what is Unity doing about all this? What, you know, are they out protesting? What are we? We're doing the inner work. And it's important to do the inner work. Because the change begins where? Within us. And if we promote one person at a time, get our vibrations aligned with spirit, then we're a part of the change. We're a part of the change. And that's what I see for us here at Unity Church of Light. I see us being a part of that process through prayer, meditation, coming together, learning about ourselves, and going forth as apostles. You know, we start out as disciples learning, but then when we know who we are, we go forth as apostles, and apostles do what? Spread the word. Spread the word. And you don't have to verbalize. You can be the truth that you believe and teach. And you know what? That's good for me. Is it good for you? All right, so we're going to begin right here, right now, today, because we're going to begin in prayer. And as we always do here, we're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Take a deep breath and settle into this moment. The work begins within individually as we come together as a whole. So prayer work begins with each one of us right where we are, any time of day. All we need do is take that deep breath in and settle into the thought, God is, and because God is, I am. God is, and because God is, I am. I am the expression on this earth plane that moves about as a vision of what God is. Spirit works through me to reach out and touch those around me in need of knowing the truth. Breathing in and breathing out, give yourself permission to come into this moment right here, right now, to know the one presence and the one power. We cannot know it by just studying in books. We cannot know it by hearing someone else say it. We know it by taking that journey deep within, letting go of the thoughts and the intellect, moving down into our heart regions, and coming to that point where we're at the door of our inner chamber. And we lay aside all thoughts and step over the threshold, and immediately we feel the peace that passeth all understanding, the love that encompasses the universe. We're very much aware of the wisdom of the ages. And so we take time in our chamber. We sit and we drench ourselves in the experience of spirit. And in this moment, right here, right now, we rest and we trust in the spirit, in the activity and movement of God, in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know you, that we know how to experience you, that we know how to turn within and gather the energies and the strength we need to move through this plane called the universe. And we're so grateful for one another, for lifting up one another, for drawing unto us those in search of this truth. So we know here at, right here, right now in this chapel, we know our intention that we send out before us. For together in the flow of love, we joyfully give of our hearts. And we know we bountifully receive. So for this and all things, we just give you thanks. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.